This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Israel continues to face a multi-front war, from Hezbollah to Iran to Gaza. They need our support right now. I want to share with you a commentary from Aaron Free, who is the president of Israel Team Advocates. He's a writer, he's a speaker, and he shared a very familiar biblical story on what we need to do in our support for Israel.
I remember a great story in the Bible. It's David and Goliath. And Goliath was from Gath, and Gath is in Gaza. Israel has fought this war before. Goliath is taunting the Jews. He's saying, send me a man to fight me. So Israel was quaking. They were shaking. Saul was shaking in fear of Goliath and the Philistines. And along comes a young shepherd boy, David. He has a burden. And that's where, you know, change happens. It always starts with a burden. And David had a burden and said to his brothers, who will take care of this uncircumcised Gentile who is defying the name of the living God? That was his burden. God's name is reproached by the Philistines and by Goliath. And who is going to stand up for the living God? And then that burden turned into a vision. And David had a vision. And he said to Goliath, this day I will remove your head from you. I mean, he's speaking faith of what's going to happen next. He had a vision of the future. This day I will remove your head from you, and I will deliver the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day to the wild beasts of the earth and the fowls of the air, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly will know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear and shield, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will deliver thee into my hand. And so David had a burden. The burden grew into a vision. And then David had a third component, which many people lack today. And I pray that Israel will continue to hold on to this third component, because I believe they've captured this and they've held on to this third principle that many nations right now, maybe even America, they don't have the will to see this through to completion, this war, which is the total destruction of Hamas. And the third component is daring. David had a burden, the burden grew into a vision, and then David had daring. And that's what most people lack, is courage. And David, the Bible says, he ran towards Goliath. He ran to him. That's daring. And that's where a lot of people stop. They have a burden for change. They have a vision for peace in the Middle East. But they don't have the daring to do what it takes to create peace, because world opinion often gets in the way and hamstrings Israel from fighting its own wars. I pray right now that Israel will continue to be daring. In the last several weeks, I mean, they've taken out terrorist leaders. They've preemptively struck against Hezbollah in the north, and they're exercising daring. But if their hands are tied by public opinion, then what's going to happen is there's going to be a revitalized Hamas. They will rebuild their tunnels. They will be rebuilt financially. They'll rebuild their military, and there'll be another October 7th. I pray that Israel does not give up on the daring that they've exhibited in this war with Hamas.
I want to encourage you to find out more about Aaron Free and Israel Team when you go to israelteam.org. That's israelteam.org. A lot of great information there. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening.